We're doing a series on money here at Covenant Presbyterian in Simsbury, and mostly the order with which we steward what we've been given. And so that can seem heavy-handed if we don't get it right in terms of why. Why do we do anything that God commands or encourages us to do? It's as a response of love. But that order is give, save, and spend. And this past week, we talked about saving. And the reason that saving is spiritually important is it is a constant reminder that we are called into a role in God's kingdom. And he used the word agency a lot. And towards the middle of the sermon, I'm like, I'm sort of repeating myself a lot and maybe not explaining this as well as I would like. And that's one of the reasons that my wife encouraged me to start 5 more minutes. She's like, you always have something more to say. And sadly, that's true. What is agency? So for me, agency is a term that I have thought a lot about and means something immediately, but perhaps it doesn't to you. Think of any government agency that you don't dislike that has agents. They have a role in accomplishing something. Well, followers of Jesus are called into the grand kingdom restoration project, which involves so many things. I can't believe I'm trying to tackle it in 5 minutes, except as a definition of agency, I think it's fine. Maybe that did not help you. Your words, seasoned by the gospel of Jesus that indwells you, follower of Christ, your words have healing power in the world. I was talking with my 12-year-old last night, and something is happening in her life that's a little bit frustrating to her and to me, and I believe she's legitimately angry and sad about something. And I got a little upset, and I told her later that the reason I'm upset is I don't have control over the situation in her life. And then I said, I don't have power. And she goes, Dad, you have plenty of power. You can pray. And we had already prayed, but I loved that reminder because that's actually what we believe about prayer. In addition to words, we are given power and agency, purpose, and a role. Those are 4 different ways of saying the same thing. And so agency is a role. Prayer has causality in the world, is what Pascal said. And so does money. You know, your money doesn't go anywhere unless you tell it to. And when you send it somewhere, it's acting as an agent. And I know that it feels like 80 to 99% of your money goes towards bills. But in fact, even the bills you pay are part of how you do life. The realtor you choose, the grocery store that you choose, the place that you give money charitably. But the point that I was making on Sunday, and so money is an extension of the agency we are given as one made in the image of God. And if you're a follower of Jesus, that agency is redemptive. It is part of the great kingdom reclamation and restoration project that all followers of Jesus are called into, which certainly involves sharing the gospel. It also involves our words being used generally for good or for ill. And it also involves our money. The kingdom reclamation and restoration project. And you do. The gospel states that unequivocally and clearly so many times. So agency is remembering that we have power. And that word is awkward to us. And that word often reminds us of how very little control that we have. And yet we are granted great power. With our words, with our hands, with how we spend our time, with our gifts, with our circumstances, with our prayers, to the point that an elder made to me on Sunday and my daughter made to me on Monday night, and also with our money. God calls us to himself, secures our eternity, gives us internal peace, but not only frees us from sin and death into a kingdom life, where we participate with him at all times in his kingdom reclamation and restoration project. I hope that clears up what I mean by agency. It is one of the most glorious and beautiful parts of the gospel of Jesus. You are called to be an agent of love for God and for neighbor, an agent of peace and reconciliation and justice. And one of the things that overlaps with is your prayer life. And another thing is how you spend and save money. And another is how you use words. There's no end to this discussion, but be encouraged that God calls you to himself and gives you a grand role in his story.